It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And we do have one of our favorite friends, guests from the community. Kelly Pilgreen is the public information officer for the Texarkana, Arkansas Hello. Police Department. How's it going
today? Good morning. Good morning. It's going well.
Well, you were out a little late last night, but maybe not as late as the previous Tuesday nights.
Right.
Because
yeah,
you were
yeah.
wrapping up the Citizens Police Academy.
Citizens Police Academy.
Anna was E.
I'm now a graduate.
Yeah. She's now a graduate of the
she
Citizens
is a
Police
part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, class of 2022.
All
yeah.
right.
Class E.
So they had a graduation ceremony last night, some refreshments, some food
yeah.
were served, and
super
good
nice.
Time by all. But for people out there that maybe they're interested in being in one of these, or they don't know anything about it, what goes on at the Citizens Police Academy?
Well, first of all, we just go through the daily life of a police officer, a detective, or anybody that works within the police department. So what we do is we go through the first night and we list all the organizational structure of the PD, and then we build on that each night, going through each division and each sector and showing what each individual officer or detective does within the police department.
Mm-hmm. So, for instance, a lot of people are interested in, like, you know, they see all this stuff on TV,
yeah,
the crime
CSI,
scene,
yeah,
crime scene investigation.
Yeah.
You go through crime scene investigation and fingerprints and things
we
like
show,
that.
We show how fingerprints are conducted
mm-hmm.
and what we do with them if
mm-hmm.
we do lift them. And what is a good fingerprint to find and what is a bad fingerprint to find? And what I mean by that is not everything takes a fingerprint, which is oil from your skin,
mm-hmm.
which everybody thinks you can just lift fingerprints from water.
Yeah.
And obviously you can't.
So. It's not quite as easy as they make it look.
Yeah, so we kind of squash all the myths from television.
Yeah. It's all
That's
solved and everything's
yeah.
easy
yeah.
on TV. And you know, I see a lot of this on TV, and maybe you can tell me if it's true.
Okay.
They're trying to solve this crime, or they're trying to figure out whether this guy did it, and so they got the new DNA evidence, and so they, like, take a cigarette that they got the guy to smoke or a Coke can.
Yeah.
That they drink.
Yeah.
Can you get the DNA?
You actually
really?
Can do that, but here's what the myth is
uh-huh.
about DNA.
Yeah.
On television, they submit those things to be tested, and they get it back within just a
like
few commercial
Taiwan.
Breaks.
Yeah.
That actually takes anywhere from 6 months to a year to get
right.
back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it can work, but it's going to take a while.
It's going to take a while.
Not going to be in your TV timeout.
Absolutely.
Right.
And okay, crime scene you also get to feel like what it's like to make a traffic stop. And
right.
Like that.
Yeah, we do traffic stop mm-hmm. scenarios where we put the class members in a police car and we have a bad guy. Yeah, and we give them the tools that they need to make the decisions they need to make. And obviously, we want to put them through one's kind of, low grade, but then we kind of up the ante mm-hmm. a little bit where you have to make a split-second decision. And just see what kind of decisions they make.
It gives them a good idea about this is what they have to do when they make a traffic stop.
Right,
and they don't
right.
know whether they're going to be a nice person behind the wheel
right.
or a somebody that's on the run.
Somebody that's on the run.
Yeah. Or a mental distress. Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
And then, of course, there's the K-9 night.
Yeah, that was a good night.
Yeah, everybody liked Cash Guy.
Yeah. Man, talk a little bit about him, by the way.
Okay.
Because you say that he's multi-task.
He's a dual-trained
uh-huh.
canine, which means that he can be used for search and rescue, mm-hmm. and he's also trained for apprehension.
All right. And you loan him out sometimes, you and the officer. And
Tanner.
He'll go help other agencies when they need it.
Canine Officer Tanner Freeman
uh-huh.
is his handler,
uh-huh.
and he is. They are just a dynamic duo together. And, agencies around the area call for him all the
mm-hmm.
time because he's just a great canine, and Tanner's a great handler.
Right.
Proud to have him.
Proud to have both of them.
We are.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And so you get to learn a little about every department in the police department and little hands-on there. And you got a visit from the Miller County Emergency Management.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe Bennett from Emergency Management, he comes over and informs everybody of what his job is and how beneficial our community is of having someone like him and having a resource like that.
Yeah, so, he's such a good resource.
Yes.
And he covers a lot of different things that you may not realize. Yeah, yeah. And it'll help keep you safe because they coordinate with the police departments and everything and the fire. It's an important position.
Very necessary.
This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, Western Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, our guest from the community, Kelly Pilgreen, the public information officer for the Texarkana, Arkansas Police Department. And we've been talking about the Citizens Police Academy. Just wrapped up last night with their graduation ceremony. 7-week course, right?
7-week course. Hopefully this will be our first year. We're planning on doing a second one in September.
Great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I'll get more people to be able to do that. And so just watch out on the Facebook for information coming out.
Watch out for Facebook. Uh-huh. We'll make sure it gets out through news release. You guys.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And, if you're not following us on our Facebook, please do.
Right.
And that's where you can stay up to date on anything going on in the community as well.
Yeah. Highly recommend that at some point you do this because it really is A, fun, and B, very interesting.
Very informative.
Yeah, I mean, you just find out things. You're like, oh, I didn't know. Oh, is that how that's done? Oh, they have to go through that. Oh.
And I tell you, I take some things for granted because, this is what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. So I don't think of maybe the small things, but when I talk to people in the class, they say, oh, I like this or I like that. And I'm like, well, I never even thought about that being interesting.
Because you're around it all the time. You're going, really?
Yeah.
You find that interesting? Well, I guess so.
If you don't do it all the time.
And you do ride-alongs. People can sign up to ride with an officer. Or you said that somebody was saying, hey, I'd like to go with a detective.
Yeah, follow the detective around for a day or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to complete the class to be able to have that luxury.
Yes, and that is, and it is a very.
It's pretty exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting to be able to be in a police. It was to me. It's kind of like because when you're growing up, when you're young, everybody thinks about being in a police car.
Yeah, police officer or fire. Yeah. Maybe we can get the firemen to do a
firefighters.
Fireman academy.
Yeah, firefighters. Yeah. Right. I mean, they should. They really should.
I'm not climbing a ladder.
Well, carry one of the big hoses.
Nope, not doing that neither. They need an admin.
But
I
that would
help.
Be, everybody wants, when you're a kid, you want to be on a fire engine or in a police car.
Yeah.
And this is your opportunity to be in there and go out on the patrol in the evening or whatever, and go out for the part of the shift or whatever and find out what it's all about. Go to these calls that they get and
see what they do on a daily basis.
Right. Because, a lot of it's routine. A lot of it's routine. But then you'll get that call maybe that things get pumping a little bit.
Yeah, so it can change in a second.
Right. Just get that call and then we got to go. And they're off. So we highly encourage you to do that. Anna loved it. You said that you loved the Cashco night, the K-9.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
We don't spend enough money on our officers.
Well,
I know
absolutely.
That they're always, everybody's complaining about budget drains.
Right.
But if we don't have people serving and protecting, we don't have our society that we know it. And it just, you see the resources. We need to give them more resources.
Well,
we need to give them a bigger platform.
Well, thank you, Anna.
The morning show definitely goes on record. We are fund the police.
Yes.
Fund the police.
Yes.
Around here.
Yeah, we're very lucky to live in Texarkana. This is just the greatest community for supporting not just us, but all the local police departments.
Right. So. And we have good leadership.
Some
cities aren't that lucky, but we have really good leadership
to
understand boots on the ground.
Yeah, and we have a great city council. We have a great mayor.
Yes,
great,
we do.
City manager.
Very supportive.
Very supportive.
Very supportive.
And, so we're lucky.
And we've got police chiefs on both sides of town that have vast experience, long-time law enforcement officers.
Yes.
So it's good to be stable leadership.
Yes, we need that.
Means a lot. On the morning show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. 3 convenient locations to serve you. Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. And we're continuing with Kelly Pilgreen, the public information officer for the Texarkana, Arkansas Police Department. We talked about the Citizens Police Academy, which just wrapped up last night.
Last night.
Yeah.
Graduation. Anna got graduated.
Yeah.
And And so they'll do maybe another one in September. They'll let us know, and they'll put it out.
September's what we're projecting, but, you know, we just have to kind of get a little closer to see, to make
right,
sure.
Right, right. Now, coming up soon will be the Four States Fair
Four
and Rodeo.
Four States Fair and Rodeo.
They moved it to the spring last year, so that's what it's going to be, springtime. It's like the 1st of
April
the 10th.
April 1st through April 10th.
Yep. And that's no April Fool's joke.
No April Fool's
joke. It's a good day.
But I imagine we'll be getting the information from you about, you know, parking, driving, things around.
Absolutely. We want to keep everybody informed on which routes to take and what entrances to come in. And
what ones not to go
ones
in.
Ones not to go in.
And what to do with your kids and things like
what
that.
What not to do with your kids.
So we'll be getting that info pretty soon because that's
pretty
coming
soon,
up.
Pretty soon. It's coming
quickly.
Up.
All right. This isn't a game, but it is Chocolate Chip Cookie Week.
Okay.
By the way, do you like chocolate chip cookies?
I do. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. So tell me, Kelly, what would you say is your favorite cookie?
What are our choices?
Well, we've got shortbread, oatmeal, sugar cookies, Fig Newton, sandwich cookies, which is Oreos, family, vanilla wafers, graham crackers, ginger snaps, and chocolate chip. Out of all those, do you have a favorite?
It's going to have to be a chocolate chip.
Chocolate
whatever.
Chip.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you, Anna?
What was one of the sugar cookies?
Sugar cookies.
Yes.
Do they still make Fig Newtons?
They do, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And I have to go with Kelly with the chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Or I could substitute M&Ms, but anyway.
Oh yeah.
Oreos
yeah.
are good though too.
Well, sure
with
they
milk.
Are.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
with milk.
You gotta have milk with Oreos.
Yeah. And you gotta twist them
you
apart.
You twist them up.
But, okay, chocolate chips and what it says about you, okay?
Okay, what, if you like chocolate chips, this says...
Well, this really does... This is not a big surprise, Kelly.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you are as American as apple pie.
American, that's what I like.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're raising kids? You got kids?
I do not.
Okay, but anyway, when you raise kids, you're going to raise...
Dog!
You're going to raise them with the traditional values you treasure. Your low-key approach to life makes you a favorite with friends and family because you bring a steadying influence to the most chaotic situations.
Oh,
very true.
But you are as
very
American
true.
As apple pie.
American
I
as
like
apple
that.
Pie.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good one.
I'm going to put that on my bumper, make a bumper
there
sticker.
You there should.
We go.
Yeah. You should. Now, what did you say, sugar?
Sugar cookies.
Sugar cookies. Let's see what it says. You're a nonconformist who believes that variety is the spice of life. Your avid interest in a multitude of subjects.
Yep.
Teamed with your anti-establishment sensibility.
I don't think I'm anti-establishment.
A little bit. You are a little bit. Makes you a challenging companion.
Okay.
You may not always take the safe path, but there's no doubt that life with you is never dull.
Well.
Did John write that?
Yeah.
I think he did.
Yeah. He set you up for this one.
And I would throw in there that she has lots of interesting knowledge.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. And y'all were asking about, do they still make Fig Newtons?
Right.
They do. And if you are a Fig Newton lover, you're quiet, reserved, and mature. Your keen mind makes you a force to be reckoned with. You always have your ducks in a row. Just don't forget, spontaneity is a good thing, too.
So, if you're single and you see a guy picking up Fig Newtons, know that's what that means about him.
All right. And finally, the good old sandwich cookies or the Oreo-type cookies, which we all love those.
Right.
Whether you eat the cream filling first or dunk them in milk... Your choice says you're a creative person with a vivid imagination, a born storyteller. You're often the center of attention at parties, regaling with your pals with funny and outrageous stories and everything. So you're kind
I
of
know
the
lots of people like
life
that.
Of the party.
Yeah.
All right. So there we go.
What a cookie says about you.
What a cookie says about you.
I still like the fact that it says that me and Kelly are as American as apple pie.
Apple pie. Yeah.
I like that one. Yeah. We need to make you guys a T-shirt.
I like that one too. All right. Well, Kelly, thanks for coming in.
Bet.
And once again, we'll be watching and you'll be telling us, but you guys watch the Facebook page, listen to the radio station for when they have the next Citizens Police Academy, probably in September.
Hopefully.
And be a part of this. Join in and you'll be glad you did.
Be glad you did.
Yes.
We look forward to the next one. And we thank you guys for inviting us to the show today. And we thank Anna for participating in Class E Citizens Police Academy 2022.
And we appreciate you for putting up with Anna.
It was easy.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.